Anchor Chairperson, me, Hannes Kombrink, proposed the DA want to intimidate me here from the side. I'm Hannes Kombrink from the ANC, and I propose Comrade Lulu Johnson as the chairperson.
Are there any seconders?
Can I think of it that option?
Thank you, Chair. I'm George Matigiza, ODM. Can I tell that, please?
I therefore call upon Honourable Member Johnson to come forward and take the seat as the chairperson of this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Comrades, let's start with our meeting. Thanks for being appointed to this short-term responsibility, whose brief it is still to be considered. And also mentioning the fact that it is a short term, it is indeed an ad hoc committee that has a very brief responsibility of establishing a National Development Youth Agency. Thanks for allowing me to steer this ship. It's a very short one from Port Elizabeth to East London. It's not a long one. We shall, without waste of time, engage with the agenda as proposed. Two specific items, one we have just dispensed off with. And the second one basically looks into way forward on the very task that we are about, that is establishment of a National Development Youth Agency. There are three specific areas which, you know, as I was seated there, you know, before I was elected to this responsibility, quickly thought through as matters that would really constitute a way forward. Unless you have other areas that we need to engage in. The first one for me, as I said, having thought through those just as I was elected there, I quickly, you know, dotted them down. I guess I'm a genius in this instance. The first one is the terms of reference. Because we are starting a new process of legislation, which will still have to go through a whole range of other things, ranging from tagging to objects of the same bill that we are about to look into, and also coming up with all the other mechanisms taking us forward. And I would want us to engage very briefly on those terms of reference, so as to be able to get a sense as to how best to move forward on the on those specific ones. The second one, Chair, I will always refer to you as Chair because I'm not used to chairing. It's my first time in this institution that I'm being given this responsibility. So you'll pardon me when I refer to her all the time as chair. Is the setting up of a drafting team. Understanding that this is also a committee-driven legislation, which will then mean that we have to set up our own drafting team. We should have some of our legal fundies from Parliament and from the state generally. We'll then have to take the whole process forward in terms of when do we receive those, you know, two sets of documents. One, whatever that is to be drafted, and two, of course, informed by the terms of reference themselves. Those terms of reference must come from this very committee itself, from ourselves, so to speak. Do you want to engage very briefly on the terms of reference, if there are any other issues? Pongani?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just want to welcome the introduction from you, Chairperson. I thought perhaps the process would be really to deal with what are we supposed to be doing, because this is an establishment of the National Youth Development Agency. If we agree that this committee will do the job, that necessarily means we are supposed to be giving you, as a chairperson, a responsibility to establish a drafting team. Now, the role of that drafting team would be drafting the bill that establishes this, with which we think it's supposed to have objectives of that particular bill. For me, now, these objects of this draft bill could lead us into an effective terms of reference for the committee. So instead of starting with the terms of reference, I thought it's very important or wise to begin with the establishment of the drafting team, which is going to inform what is involved in that in that bill, and can tell us of what could be the what you call terms of reference. Because we're not given anything, and now it's very difficult for us now to be drafting them. Thank you very much. So it's vice versa.
Are we together on that one? You want to say something? Are we agreed on that? I think the processes are very short, and we are not going to be here long. Whether we start with the drafting or we start with the terms of reference, to me, we are going to be achieving the same objectives. After this session, we shall be able to say we have a drafting team. After this session, we're going to be able to say we are going to go out there and come up with a drafting, with the terms of reference. Are we okay with those? And then I guess what Honorable Mkongi was saying is that I should be given that responsibility of putting together that drafting team. Is that accepted as well? Are we fine with that? No violent objections there? And then I guess also that, what also this, I mean, says is that as political parties, we are also expected to come up with ideas on that, on those terms of reference. The team that is going to be drafting must be informed by what this committee wants to do or wants to see in that legislation in the ultimate end. That's a responsibility that we have. Can we then move forward in dealing with these matters by agreeing that also we seem not to have enough time and in pulling together this process, having gotten through a program of Parliament, I was informed that we have until November for us to really, you know, run with this process. In that instance, therefore, it would mean that we need to agree as to when next we are going to listen both to the objectives of those of this agency's legislation, and secondly also to hear what the drafters are going to say. Can we comment on that?
President Tobias Pokon. Well, maybe in this meeting we can call each other by first names. Then I can reveal names that other people doesn't know here. Chairperson, I want to make a proposal. One that if your good self can announce the names of the drafting team so that we know who's going to work on the terms of the reference and the objectives before we look into the details about the framework on how we're going to go about the legislation. Secondly, I want to propose that your office do present a proposal to us to consider in terms of the framework when we're going to have public hearings, the necessary parliamentary procedure that needs to follow, so that at least when we meet, we consider what the drafting team has proposed and what you are presenting unto us in terms of how this process will run. I'm just making a proposal.
You can talk, Honorable Swate.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. As you have mentioned, my name is Mpoele Swate. I actually second my colleague Tandi there, but I also wanted to know from you, Chairperson, as to whether how many people are we going to elect or to give to be drafting this this framework that we're going to deal with. So I just wanted to know and the number of people and where are we going to get those people from. Thank you.
Comrades, we have just been informed here by a section in the committee's division that we have by the 20th of October we are expected to report back to the House on these processes. That we is a resolution passed on the 23rd of September, basically that seeks to establish, you know, this ad hoc committee. Unfortunately, we seem to be in such a pressure out of this situation. And perhaps to respond directly to the two previous speakers, my proposal in this instance, therefore, would be to establish a drafting team of no more than three people and having to source those from our legal fundis here in Parliament. We do have our state legal people or parliamentary legal people here all the time. I think also given this time frame that we are pressed with, which is 20th of October, I would propose therefore that we have no option but to work after hours, such that by day after tomorrow we come back here to receive both the objects and also the draft legislation that we are about.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. On that note, I just wanted to propose, because if we're going to talk about the 20th of October, I'm not sure if it's next week. Next week? One, I was going to propose that we request an extension. It's not possible for us to finish and report that time. But we also agree with you that we meet on Thursday. But we give ourselves that we are going to work from Tuesday till Friday on the bill and see perhaps on Friday how far are we in terms of making another request. So I want to second you about Thursday to deal with everything. Also to request that we meet from Tuesday up to Friday, and also request that on the 20th we're not going to be prepared to give, a full report to Parliament.
agree with Honorable Mkhongi that we request an extension in that we need to follow the processes, the due process. I believe that like all other legislations that we deal with in Parliament, it will be important to accord the affected parties to make input. That's why we always have public hearings. I don't think we'll jump stages because we need to report to the House. We can report to the House about progress we've made thus far. But I believe we'll have to hold public hearings and accord youth organizations who are going to be affected by this legislation and other interested parties to make inputs. And as we know, the procedure here is that we will have to advertise for the public hearings and also to write to the necessary affected parties to make submissions so that we can either take oral presentation or written submissions to consider their inputs towards the draft. Therefore, I think the point is valid to request an extension to make sure that we follow the necessary procedure in this regard.
Here are those two specific proposals. You must also bear in mind that the resolution of the House does not necessarily say we must present a full report. It says present whatever report or progress shall have been made by the 20th of October. In that, it might therefore mean that we may not necessarily have to request for an extension. The second proposal there says we need to make time sometime next week so that we utilize that time to critically look into the proposed legislation on the subject matter that we're about. Do you want to comment on that? Are we okay with the proposal?
Thank you, Chairperson. I really agree with the extension of that we can deal with properly by next week because I think the time is not it's very short. We'll need at least extra days to deal with this matter. Thank you.
Can we then work on the modalities as to postponement until when outside this meeting? And obviously not going to be next week. It will have to be week after or so. But agreeing that we need to make time next week and look into the legislation itself and see how far we go with the legislation.
Chair, I just think, I know the House is sitting next week and then we're going to recess again and obviously we can work during that, but then there'll be the second week of November, I think it's the final sitting for this year, up until the 16th, more or less. That's the last date for the House, so I'm just mentioning the date.
Chair, I made a proposal that you bring a framework to us. It will be easier that day. And perhaps you'll also look at the approval of dates, because of the sitting next week, we'll have to see how do we juggle between going to the House and being here. Maybe perhaps in the mornings it will be better to sit, but where we need to vote, I think it's a question of flexibility between the House Chair and our Chairperson in relation to the program. But it will be better if there is a proposed framework on how we're going to work on it, meaning that there will be dates and days so that members can also try to diarize that so that they know when they're going to be here and what time. So I propose that we get that framework from the Secretariat so that we know that it's got a working document.
Okay, can we agree then that we'll all get that proposed framework when we come together again? I tell you that we're agreed that we're meeting again on Thursday. So when we meet on Thursday, we get all those proposals. And which will then inform us as to how best we're going to move forward. What we're doing on Thursday, two things. One is three things, basically. One is to receive the terms of reference or the objects, which we'll discuss very briefly. And secondly, we'll also get the draft legislation being tabled. And then thirdly, we get a framework as to how best to move forward with all the dates stipulated. Are we fine with that summary? Okay. Then, if there is no other thing else, I will take it that we have concluded our session. I like my meeting short, to the point. The rest will take it on Thursday. That will include everything else, including the drafting team coming to present. And again, not forgetting the fact that political parties must submit their ideas to the to myself, in fact, for now, insofar as proposals on the object of the bill itself. You want to say something?
Thank you, Chair. Before you close the meeting, I want to introduce the Parliamentary State Law Advisor Advocate. A colleague, Abedja, will be busy with this committee during this process. She is the lady next to me. Thanks. And I'm Pumla Nyamza from Committee Section, will be the controller of this committee. Thanks.
Okay. I think we have come to an end of our session. Thanks until we meet again. We'll be informed of the time and the venue of our next session that is going to be on Thursday. Sorry to take you up and down if you have to leave town. Meetings adjourned.